Hello there. Today is August 30th, and this is VOA's International Edition. I'm Lori London in Washington. Well, North Korea acknowledges firing a ballistic missile over Japan, saying it was to counter current joint military exercises by South Korea and the United States. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke during an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council Tuesday evening following Pyongyang's missile launch.
We are all demanding North Korea stop any future missile launches. We are all demanding North Korea abandon its nuclear weapons. North Korea has violated every single Security Council resolution and violated international law.
And the council condemning in the strongest terms North Korea's actions. President Trump earlier Tuesday in a statement said all options are on the table. U.S. officials say the missile didn't pose any threat to North America or to the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, which North Korea has threatened in the past. Still, the launch heightened concerns about the increasingly rapid pace of the North Korean missile program. Joining me now to discuss is Dr. Bill Parker, COO with the East-West Institute. Thanks for being with us. So what is happening here?
First of all, Kim Jong-un is miscalculating the seriousness of his actions and where that could end up. I think he's not taking the statement from President Trump seriously that all options are on the table, and I assume that includes military options. And while they have a missile capability and they have some nuclear capability, they are still the 25th military ranked in the world, and they're insignificant compared to the rest of the world, and I think they have missed that bigger picture.
Do you think that they're focusing too much on their nuclear program? And what do you think is going on domestically there? Does this somehow relate to that?
It always relates back to everything is local, politics are local. But at the end of the day, nuclear weapons are considered to be the great equalizers. And so when you look at countries like Pakistan, Iran, North Korea, they have conventional means that are considered lightweight military. They're suddenly considered serious threats due to their ability to inflict large numbers of casualties with one weapon. So in a roundabout way, a nuclear weapon capability can lead to a more powerful nation like the United States being drug into negotiations and onto the table of negotiations with those nations that would otherwise be considered lightweight.
Do you think that North Korea is getting closer and closer to having some sort of missile or nuclear weapon actually reach parts of the Western U.S.?
I do believe that. When you look at the capability as it's ramped up really since 1994, that has continued to increase. The range of the missiles has continued to increase. And when you look at the fact that they're trying to miniaturize their nuclear warheads, that they've tested submarine-launched ballistic missiles, I think that's a major threat. But the other threat that isn't talked about much is the fact that even without the missile capability, if they have the ability, and they've already proven this, to detonate a nuclear weapon, then certainly they have the ability to detonate that where they want to as long as they can deliver it, whether that's in a truck, a car, or in some kind of ship or airplane or something else. So it doesn't always have to be delivered by a missile.
How concerned are you by Kim Jong-un's actions, and do you think that he's likely to do something that would be horrific?
I am concerned about it at this point. He has not gotten the message. That's pretty clear. I was not as concerned 3 or 4 months ago. I thought he would start backing off as the rest of the world basically said, you need to knock this off. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done that. As a matter of fact, he's been ramping up, especially in the last couple of days in particular, which tells me he believes his own rhetoric. I believe that you will see him continue that until something significant is done to stop his activities at this time.
What is that significant thing? What can be done?
I think that we will continue with even tougher sanctions, if that's possible, to include imports and exports. And I think the conversation about a military action is going to be more and more serious by the day to include moving more forces in that area.
How could we possibly take military action without millions of people be killed? I mean, it would seem like there would be mass fatalities.
The United States military has the best strategic planners in the world, no doubt about that. And this is something they've been thinking about for decades now. They have the right people thinking through these issues with people in the National Security Council and others to be able to take the proper actions. You can see that there are discussions going on between the United States and China, between the United States and South Korea, between the United States and Japan. So any kind of action will undoubtedly include those other countries in one way or the other. I do not see this being a unilateral activity by the United States. I do not think that you will see a unilateral strike by the United States. That said, if the other countries do nothing about it and there continues to show both, remember, threat is both intent and capability. Mm-hmm. They have stated over and over again through Kim Jong-un's rhetoric that he has the intent to harm the United States or its people. Now he's starting to get that capability that's increasing day by day. So that means the threat continues to increase and it's becoming more and more real every day. If it gets to the point where the only action that can be taken is the United States to operate unilaterally, I believe this president would take that action.
How concerned are you that we are likely heading to a war with North Korea?
I'm not sure likely is the right term, but possibly is maybe a better term. And I am concerned. I am concerned because anytime you're talking about weapons of mass destruction, whether chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, high yield explosives, you're talking about potential high loss of life. So that concerns me. On the other side, if you do nothing like we've been doing really since 1991, certainly 1994, that concerns me even more, that we continue to allow this capability to grow in the hands of a madman. And if we continue to allow that to happen, the threat is going to continue to grow and grow until the point that we will have to do something even more significant.
All right, Bill Parker, Dr. Bill Parker, COO of the East-West Institute, thanks for your time.